The accumulation of the tau protein in the brain can lead to big problems, according to Washington University neurologist David Holtzman.
And when tau builds up in the brain, accumulates and aggregates together, clumps together, wherever that happens in the brain degenerates.
Tau is a normal protein when it stays inside of cells, but in patients with Alzheimer's disease, tau levels outside of cells tend to be high.
If you look in the spinal fluid of people that are developing Alzheimer's disease or have Alzheimer's disease, tau levels, which is outside of cells in the spinal fluid, is higher. If you look in the blood of patients with Alzheimer's disease, there's really not much difference in level of tau in the blood.
In this new study, Holtzman's team discovered a reason why it was so difficult to detect changes in tau levels in the blood. They found that when it's in the blood, the tau protein has a very short half-life.
So what we found is that if you just take tau itself, purified tau, and inject it into the bloodstream of an animal, its half-life is only 8 minutes. However, if an antibody to tau is in the blood, and then we measure the half-life of tau that we inject into an animal, the half-life is much, much longer, anywhere from 3 to 24 hours instead of 8 minutes.
Previous research had found that tau levels in the cerebrospinal fluid got higher as tau levels rose in the brain, but Holtzman wanted to see whether it was possible to detect a corresponding increase in the blood.
If you saw that, that could tell you, by assessing the blood, whether or not there was an elevation of tau in the central nervous system or not.
Holtzman says when anti-tau antibodies are administered to mice or to humans,
it results in a marked increase in tau in the blood. This increase is due to tau exiting the brain, getting into the blood, and then the antibody is prolonging the half-life, allowing us to detect tau coming out of the central nervous system. It's possible that that's sort of a measurement in the future may tell us more about the status of tau in the brain.
He says a blood-based screening test is likely years away, but Holtzman believes that combined with other testing, this technique of measuring tau levels eventually may help doctors understand what's happening in the brains of patients with diseases that are linked to tau. But he says it needs to be tested in the right patients. For example, those who have gene mutations that make it all but certain that they eventually will develop Alzheimer's disease.
One could then determine whether or not it is useful or not. We don't know, but that would be the... At least this says that you get a big increase in tau in the blood, and you can now determine in different populations, perhaps, whether or not that does predict outcome, predicts tau pathology, predict, you know, all the kind of things that are already being studied in these individuals by tests like amyloid imaging, tau imaging.
The study is published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. I'm Jim Dryden.